9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
Than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
to say to you, pal. Indeed.
Harley Ray.
Soon the mat will meet your face. And you'll go down in disgrace. A second place. Harley Ray.
Right here is symbolic of what it's all about. This is the world's heavyweight title. And when I say this, I mean it in all sincerity. The world's heavyweight title, held by Harley Race. Not once, but twice. Over half of my life devoted to what I do better than any other human being in wrestling. I am not going to allow any human being to insult me or this. And when I say that, I mean it in dead sincerity. When I walk in that ring, I'm walking in there as world's heavyweight champion. I'm walking in there to defend what I hold probably more close than any other man has ever held. This is my life. You've heard your Ric Flairs talk about being cock of the walk. You've heard your Thunderbolt Pattersons. You've heard them all, Ole Anderson. They all talk about being the man. Flair parades around saying that he is the ultimate man. Well, buddy, this is symbolic of being everything that any human being ever wanted to be. That man is Harley Race. And for one of those individuals that I mentioned, or the various others, to beat me, then let them walk around and claim to be what they are. You're looking at the world's heavyweight champion, the man that can truthfully say that he can beat any man in the world.
And speaking of Harley Race, if you haven't had an opportunity to go to the NWA 10 Pounds of Gold YouTube channel, do it. Subscribe. You're going to see some incredible episodes on the NWA Wrestling YouTube channel. And as a matter of fact, I saw one this morning that was absolutely incredible. And it is their latest as of today, which is a Saturday, a couple of days before Memorial Day, where we honor all of our military who has served and sacrificed so much for our freedom and for those who are currently serving. We thank you. We really sincerely thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's because of what you do, what you have done, and continue to do, is why we can walk anywhere in the United States of America and be free. Freedom is a big deal. It's so big, it's priceless. And nobody would realize how incredibly valuable freedom is until it's taken away from you. So anyway, thank you, ladies and gentlemen in our military. Thank you. We really, really appreciate it. Now back to Harley Race and the NWA YouTube channel. I saw a match this morning. It's their latest episode, and David Lagana, Billy Corgan, congratulations. I mean, just, hey, you know, really, seriously, congratulations. Man, the job you guys are doing, the work you're doing, the commitment that you've made is truly amazing. I mean, the content that you're putting up on a regular basis, David and Billy, it is truly mind-blowing. And the match that I saw this morning was between Terry Funk, the incredible Terry Funk, and the amazing Harley Race. It was from Houston, Texas. And Terry Funk was trying to regain the NWA World's Heavyweight title that he had lost to Harley. This was a 2 out of 3 match, 2 out of 3 falls match. And as I watched this match, it continued to pull me in, and it was compelling, and it was riveting, and amazing athleticism. These two guys were warriors, and they were not only just warriors athletically, but they were brilliant. They were absolutely brilliant, and some of the moves, some of the wrestling holds, you don't see them anymore. But they were so innovative then. I don't think there's a lot of people out there that even know that these moves actually exist. Amazing. Totally amazing. But you talk about a dog fight. I mean, this was a dog fight. Packed house. Incredible commentating. And it was like an artist painting this fantastic painting, but only one brush stroke at a time. Not taking a gallon of paint and throwing it on an easel and hoping something really great comes out of it. No. This is a match worth watching. If you love wrestling like I love wrestling, subscribe to the NWA Wrestling YouTube channel and watch the Terry Funk Harley Race World's Title match from Texas. I'll tell you, it moved me. I couldn't get off of it. I couldn't stop watching it. How many programs, television programs, any kind of content do we see that we just say, boom, we're out of it, and we go somewhere else? And this really isn't about me being a wrestling fan, but it's about watching something that is epic. It's totally epic. So I really encourage everybody to take the time to do this. And if you subscribe to their channel, you'll get an alert every time a new episode goes up. I mean, this is great, great content, tremendous content. And for those who may not really be aware of some of the incredible history of the National Wrestling Alliance, this will give you an opportunity to kind of reboot yourself or just learn. Learn what you thought you knew, but you didn't know, and now you do know. So go there and do that. It's just amazing. Oh, man, I hope y'all have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I know those barbecue grills are going to be sizzling, just like this podcast is. It's sizzling. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol Worldwide Podcast, and I am the Minister of Motivation. This is the Motivation Station. It's where you're going to get your regeneration sensation. So always be sure you share this show with anybody you know and people you don't know. Share it, man. If it's a good thing, y'all. If it's a good thing, you want to share it. Don't be greedy. Pigs eat and hogs get slaughtered. Don't be greedy. Share this show. You never know when you're going to help somebody out that may be feeling down, may not be feeling so good, maybe having some trouble and trials and tribulations going on in their life, and they need something positive. They need to be lifted up. They need somebody to say, hey, I dig it, man. I know where you're at. I've been there, done that. I can relate to you. Life ain't easy. It ain't sunshine and rainbows, man. It's a tough, bad world out there, and we got to fight it every single day. You want success. I want success. Ain't nobody in the world doesn't want success, but we got to get after it, y'all. I mean, we got to go after it, hammer and tong. I mean, fight, scratch, chew, bite, gouge, stomp, choke, kick. Do whatever you need to do, but you got to fight for success. It ain't going to fall in your lap. So fight for it, baby. If it ain't worth fighting for, it ain't worth having. And I'm talking about your business, or is it business? I'm talking about your business. I'm talking about your family life. I'm talking about your business life. I'm talking about all your relationships, your friends, no matter who it is, where it is, what it is, you're going to have to fight for it. That's just the bottom line. It's the bottom line. And speaking of bottom lines, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina, on Friday, August the 16th at the gathering, it's getting closer and closer and closer. I got a text message from the fine gentleman who's bringing me in on that particular day to talk some trash, some Memphis trash, any kind of trash, y'all. Bring your trash bags. I'm gonna be chunking it out there, baby. I'm gonna be throwing. Bring your big old yard, those big old black yard trash bags. You better bring them, because I'm gonna have myself so much trash to give y'all. You're gonna need to fill up those bags. But anyway, I'm being brought in by Greg Weiss Promotions. I'll be there, yes, indeed, August the 16th. That's a Friday, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the gathering in Charlotte, North Carolina. I have seen just lately some new images of the Retromania wrestling video game that will be coming out at some point and some time, but everything I'm seeing is really, really cool. As of this recording, still on the roster is the Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk, Tommy Dreamer, Zack Sabre Jr., House of Hardcore, and the BWO Blue World Order. If you want to stay current about this game, roster additions, when it's going to come out, man, all you got to do is go to their website. That is RetromaniaWrestling.com. RetromaniaWrestling.com, and you're going to get all your updates. Do it, man. This is going to be super, super cool. I'm really, really excited about it. Speaking of excitement, you want me to tell you somebody who really gets excited? It's my good friend Steve New with the Stephen P. New Law Firm, man. This guy, I don't know where he gets all this adrenaline, but you get him in that courtroom. That's why I'm calling him the crusher of the courtroom. I changed his name. He was the Dragon Slayer. Now he's the crusher of the courtroom. Man, this guy is a bad dude if you are going up against him in a court of law. And he can practice all across the country, man. This guy is amazing. He's a great guy. He's a huge family man. He's a pillar of his community. And it doesn't make any difference who he goes up against. So if you feel like you have a case, especially against some big brand, these ones that, you know, they manufacture these medical devices and all the automobile devices, you know, airbags, seatbelts, you name it, tires, you name it, or these appliance retailers. Appliances, yeah, like you have in your house. Things go wrong with these things, and a lot of times people get hurt. If you have been harmed, you know someone who has been harmed, and you feel like you need to reach out to somebody who can help you, truly help you, who has a track record, I mean a serious track record of winning, you want to contact Steve New with the Stephen P. New Law Firm. I'm going to give you his contact information right now. Call him toll free, 800-208-9169. That is 800-208-9169. Or you can go to his website, and that is newlawoffice.com. New as in N-E-W, lawoffice.com. He's a crusher in the courtroom. So let him crush your opposition. Let him crush someone who's trying to wrong you and not give it up when you have something coming to you. Let him be in your corner and put your hand up in the air. Now, next up is my main man, the master of disaster himself. That is the incredible David Brown with the famous roof company down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, one of my little fun hangouts. If y'all ain't been to Myrtle, go to Myrtle, man. You ain't going to want to go home. Beautiful beaches, beautiful water. Just a beautiful place to lay back, chill out, kick back, have some great seafood, and just forget about it all. But things do happen down there. If you are living down there and you have a home, they do get weather, especially a lot of hail. They get a lot of hail. Nevertheless, if you live down there, you own a property down there, a second home, and you have roof damage, only one person you want to contact. And David Brown with the famous roof company, he covers, let's say, from Myrtle Beach, where they're headquartered, over to Charleston, South Carolina, where all that great yum yum food is, to Wilmington, North Carolina, and some other places not too far away. You want to contact him. It makes no difference what kind of a roof you have. It can be a commercial roof. It can be a residential roof. It can be a flat roof. It can be a shingle roof. It can be a heavy metal, y'all, roof. It can be slate roof, tile. They do it all. They always get it right the very first time. He has 672 and a half gazillion satisfied customers, a triple A Better Business Bureau rating. Hey, you need a roof? Poof! Call my man David Brown. Here's his number, 843-267-5428. That is 843-267-5428. David Brown. Oh, we can't forget about Vicki Jackson. Well, you say, who's Vicki Jackson? Well, if you're going to go down to Myrtle Beach and hang out, you better know who Vicki Jackson is. She's famous as well. She's called the Vacation Rental Condo Queen of Myrtle Beach. Vicki and I go way back. She's super, super woman. Man, she can do magic. I mean, she make David Copperfield turn green with envy. Listen, you want to save money anytime you're going to go someplace on a vacation. Don't go online. Don't go there. Don't do that. You're going to get ripped. You contact Vicki Jackson, she's going to find you the best condo, the best location, the best price. Ain't no doubt about it. And you're listening to the voice of experience. So if you're heading to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, let me give you Vicki Jackson's number. 843-945-4924. 843-945-4924. Man, am I working on a project. The papers are signed. We've taken a couple steps forward. Oh, boy, this is going to be good, y'all. This is going to be good. It's going to get a lot of attention globally. Oh, yeah. A lot of ears are going to perk up. A lot of eyes are going to get wide like silver dollars. Big news. It's big news. Y'all stay tuned. Matter of fact, I may give it up on the second half of this podcast. I don't know yet. Maybe so. Let me think about that one. I may give it up on this second half. I tell you what, hold on and let's just see what happens. Hold on, don't go away.
Very fun. Having words with some fans there unnecessarily. There you see that running pile driver. Nature Boy, I know you're watching and I know you want this man badly. We'll be talking to Fuck in one moment. All right, fans, we're standing by here with Terry Fuck. Ric Flair has said that on July the 1st, right here on Superstation TBS, he will make his announcement whether to surrender the championship or to defend the championship. But I'll tell you this, off the record, he said he was going to take care of you one way or the other somewhere down the line, my friend.
Oh, let me tell you something, Jim Ross, and you simple-minded people, I had a dream last night. Oh, yes, and it was a beautiful dream. I dreamed that I was on the front porch of the Double Cross Ranch, and my father, who's long since gone, was there in a swing, swinging with me. And up drove a long black limousine, and the left front fender was dented in, and the door opened, and out stepped a beautiful lady. And my daddy said, "Woman, what happened to your left front fender?" And she says, "I ran over some kind of an animal on the road. I don't know what it was." My daddy said, "Well, what did it look like?" And she says, "Well, it had great big ears, and it had nostrils, big, huge nostrils, about 5 inches apart. And it had horse teeth, and it smelled real bad." And my daddy said, "My world, girl, you must have ran over a jackass." And I said, "What did it smell like?" She said, "It smelled like hairspray and cheap cologne." I said, "Woman, you didn't run over any jackass. You ran over Ric Flair. Is he dead?" She says, "No, but the last time I saw him, he was running scared." "Well, let me tell you something, Ric Flair. You look at me in the eye because I am looking at you. You realize that you must live not in the future, because there is none. You must live in the past. Give up that belt or I'll stick your neck out one more time for me. Stick it out for me, Flair. You gutless individual. I'm talking to you.
That's enough.
Stick it out. Stick it out."
We're not going to listen anymore to this, fans. We'll be back with the Steiners in just a moment.
I'm back and we'll talk about what's going on with Austin Idol here in a second, but did you hear what Terry Funk just said? Terry Funk just said he had a beautiful dream. Yeah. Terry Funk had a beautiful dream. Now that's a promo. That's how you cut a promo. Did you hear the crowd reaction? Jim Ross as the commentator. That's big-time professional wrestling. That's what it's all about. That's what gets my attention to this day. You got to love that stuff, man. That's talent. I mean, that is serious talent. That took time, a long time to develop, a long time of commitment, a long time of sacrifice, a long time of wanting it, eating it, sleeping it, drinking it, breathing it, living it. Man, that's a dream. That's a dream that came true. And that's what we all have to do, man. It's a mindset. We got to coach ourselves up every single day before we get out of that bed in the morning. You got to remember, don't forget about this. I've said it on so many of these episodes. Before you roll out, all you got to say is all things are possible and all things are positive. All things are possible and all things are positive. Drop any negativity that you may be thinking of. If someone made you hot, someone ticked you off, someone created a wrong deal for you, forget about it. It's in the past. Move on. We all got to move on. We can't just live in the past. We can't dwell on it. It's a new day. Seize that day. Carpe diem. Seize that day. Grab hold of it and squeeze it. Bear hug it. Pile drive it. Do whatever you need to do, but make every second count, because you never know when that last second may come. How many people do you know out there are sick? I mean, seriously sick. How many people have just recently passed away? How many people wish they were taking advantage of the day before, but they didn't do it because they're too busy dwelling on some that was just absolutely negative? It wasn't going to do anything to extend their life. And that's what we got to do, man. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. Put it on your refrigerator. Magnetize it. That one word. So simple. Overcome. Overcome in big, bold letters. Get that Sharpie out and put an exclamation point at the end of it and put it on your fridge. So every time you go to the refrigerator, what are you going to see? You're going to see overcome. I got to overcome. I got to beat the odds. We're all in the game, man. We got to beat the odds. We got to get after it. We can't let them knock us down, keep us down. My good friend Michael Joy with the Horror News Network, he sent me a link the other day. He actually sent it in an email. He said, "Idol, love what you're doing. It's motivating. Keep it up. Great job. You're touching lives." And he sent me a link to a Rocky movie. I clicked it on. And it was a great, great bit. It was a great bit when the kid approaches Rocky and he's singing the blues. He's singing the blues. He's complaining. He's complaining. It's all about him. And Sylvester Stallone is just standing there listening. And he lets the kid just rip it out. Get it out. Finally, Stallone starts. He starts talking to him. And he starts telling him, "Hey, I love you. I would never do anything to hurt you. I can remember when I held you up in one hand when you were just a little baby. No, I would never do anything to hurt you." And then he starts to talk to the kid. And he tells him about real life. He tells him how tough it is. He tells him it ain't no walk in the park. It ain't no picnic. And he basically tells him, he said, "Look, you got to man up. You're going to have to fight your own fight. Ain't nobody really going to help you out. You got to fight your own fight and man up. You're capable. You can do it. I know you. I know what you have in you. Now, man up and get out there and attack the world and be somebody. You've got all the tools in the toolbox. You got it all going, except for one thing. You ain't got your head right. You ain't got your game plan together. You're not motivated. You got to have that in life. You got to want something so bad you can't take it. It keeps you awake at night. You wake up thinking about it. You go to sleep thinking about it. I got to get this done. No matter what it takes, I've got to get this thing done. So get it done, y'all. Get it done. Take a risk and get it done." Terry Funk had a dream. Harley Race had a dream. Austin Idol had a dream. To be successful in life, you've got to have a dream. I'm going to be back here in 2 seconds and hit y'all up with something, okay? Don't go away.
This is short and to the point. I'm going to be in Baltimore. Woo! Now, come on! Of July 1989, I am going to kick your Texas ass.
celebration as the World Heavyweight Champion, Nature Boy Ric Flair, is making his way to the ring. They are standing all over this facility as the man. And to be the man, they say, you got to beat the man. All right, fans, here he is, July 23rd. It's all going to come down to one match on July 23rd.
We like it, we love it, and we're going to have more of it. So pray, folks. Of letting me live, because pal, in Baltimore, Maryland, I on tonight. But hey, you, my friend, are going to bleed and sweat and paint a fight, because there is one world heavyweight wrestling champion, buddy. In this part of the world, we live by a saying that goes like this: to be the man, you gotta be first. And in Baltimore, buddy, you, my friend, are gonna find out that playing around with Sylvester Stallone and running around Hollywood was your gig, because this is the sport of professional wrestling, and pal, I want happened, not you. In Baltimore, Maryland, in front of the whole world, folks, I'm gonna tell you how it goes. Two of us walk the aisle, one of us leaves, and pal, I'll have to be dead before it won't be me. And buddy, one final note: I am promising the wrestling world your ass.
Now that's excitement. That's passion. That's letting it all out, y'all. That's, I'm going to rule this. It is my time, and ain't nobody going to take it away from me. Nature Boy Ric Flair getting it on. Dude was getting it on. Matter of fact, so happy that Ric Flair's out of the hospital. Man, man, oh man. Boy, he's been through it. The champ has been through it. He's been through so much in his life. But the one thing about Ric Flair is he has that common thread that every successful person has. He ain't no quitter. Ric Flair ain't no quitter. And I'm really happy that he's out of the hospital and he's back home. That's great news. We heard so much about when he was hospitalized. There's so much out there. Finally, it came out from Conrad that it was a scheduled procedure. And even though it was scheduled, it was postponed for certain reasons. But finally, the procedure took place. It was obviously successful. And now Nature's back home. He's on the mend, baby. He's on the mend. Happy Memorial Day, Ric Flair, man. So glad about that. You talk about a legend. You talk about a legend. The National Wrestling Alliance. I keep going back to the National Wrestling Alliance. Oh, you know, you'd have to have 10 lifetimes to think about all the talent, all the champions, all those who never became champion but wanted it so badly. man, they wanted it so badly, but it just didn't work out. But they never quit. They never gave up trying. They had a mission. They had a dream. And they kept fighting for it. You don't have to be the champion of the world to be successful. You don't. You really, really don't. It's nice if you are, but you don't. Oh, man, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. It's been a great episode. I wanted you guys to hear. I wanted you to hear about others, not just hearing about Austin Idol's promos. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's about us. It's about us. It's about all of us. We're all in the same game of life. We're all on that Ferris wheel, riding the highs. Man, we're experiencing the lows. But we just got to keep on going until we get up at the pinnacle again, the summit. And we keep striving for that. It's going to happen. Believe me, it's going to happen. Hey, I've taken my lumps, man. I have. I know you guys have too. We all have. But I've had the beatdowns. I've really had the beatdowns. But the one thing is I've never given up. I've never given up. And the document was signed. Those of you who saw it on different social media platforms, you saw me signing something. You saw that stack. Did you see the stack of docs there? You saw me signing something. It's signed. It's sealed. It's delivered, man. And there's been another step since then. But, of course, it's still highly classified and highly confidential. But I can tell you this. Gonna make some noise, y'all. This baby is gonna make some kind of noise. I can promise you this. Matter of fact, guess what it is. If you guys, you know, this is really cool on this show. If you have a question, you have anything, any kind of question, or maybe even want to be a sponsor on the show, you can send me a voice message. It comes right here. I'll get it. I've been getting quite a few lately. And you see it right there. You can click and record a voice message. I'm going to get it. So maybe you have something you want me to talk about, something you want me to address. Once again, if you got a small business, you want to get some more ears on it, man, this is the place to do it. I'll crank it up, ramp you up, rev you up, and get a lot of people listening all about your business. So feel free to leave me a voice message, y'all. Make it clean. Make it clean. That's the criteria. Better be clean. No jive. The show is live. No jive. Real estate is still scorching hot, man. I know people are refinancing all over the place. I know that is a big deal. And yeah, they're taking out loans for, you know, first-time home buyers or buying additional properties. But real estate is still, it's scorching hot, man. It's scorching hot. So if you are looking for a loan, a residential loan, or you want to refinance your home, maybe you have a higher interest rate and you want to take advantage of these ridiculously low rates, which does nothing but save you money, then there's only one person you want to contact. He is a personal friend of mine. He is amazing. He does business all across the United States of America. His name is Danny Story. And yes, folks, I'm giving him the glory. He is a premier mortgage loan officer at First Bank Mortgage. And once again, they're doing business all across the U.S. Doesn't make any difference where you live, really. You know, Miami Beach, South Beach, you can be out in Los Angeles, California. You can be in Greenville, South Carolina. I like that Greenville, South Carolina. I really like that place. It's a hotbed, man. It's cool. It's cool. And I love the location. Close to Hotlanta, close to Charlotte. Oh, man, close to Asheville, North Carolina, up in the mountains there. Yeah, we're just close to everything. And we've got a rock and roll city. It is on fire. Great place to live. Great place to live and visit. But anyway, Danny Story has been doing this for over 23 years. He's famous. for getting his clients the best possible mortgage loan to suit their needs. So if you're thinking about refinancing or just, you know, pursuing a home mortgage loan, contact Danny Story. Remember, he's a residential guy. He's a residential guru, actually. Conventional loan, FHA loan, VA, USDA loan. Easiest way to contact him is through his website. That's DannyStory.com. DannyStory.com. You can get pre-qualified right on his website. Find out what you can afford. You might be surprised you can afford more than you thought. So you can fill out some info right there and get pre-qualified. All his contact info is there. Danny Story is everything you ever want in a lender. Everything you ever want in a lender. Oh, man, I've got some great sponsors. You might want to be added to the list. Do that voice message thing, y'all. The project I'm on, the paper signed. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Be prepared. Be prepared for something unexpected. There's a lot of talk about what's happening right now with me and this big surprise. A lot of people guessing. Who's he going to go with? Who offered him the most money? What's he going to do? Where is he going? What's his position going to be? Tonight, matter of fact, we have Double or Nothing with All Elite Wrestling. That ought to be interesting. That ought to be real interesting. I'm going to watch it. Absolutely going to watch it. I want to watch it. I want to see what they do. I'm very, very interested in this. These guys are rocking and rolling, man. They're strutting and strolling, gliding and striding, kind of like the Idol. Put more cracks in your back, make your liver quiver and your knees freeze. And if you don't dig this mess, you know you came to the wrong address. So tune in next week. Share this show, y'all. And listen, if you're feeling real generous, you can actually contribute to it. A couple bucks, $5, $10, $1 million, whatever. You see it right there. You can support the show. I encourage you to do it. Man, I'm in the helping business. I'm in the helping business. It's the giving business. Help out, y'all. Throw in a little support. You'd be surprised. A little goes the wrong way. No, no, no. A little goes the right way. But in the meantime, look due west. Right there in the Las Vegas Strip. He's coming out of that strip right now. He's none other than the one and only Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol. He's 242 pounds. He's the women's pet. He's a men's regret. And oh, Pod Nation, you ain't seen nothing yet. And hey, can he? I know you're out there. Kick it up. Because we're all going to work together. Kick it up.
Now, people, because together we will stand.